Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chris Whittingham is a soccer broadcaster for CBS and MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Inter Miami are back in action in Philadelphia on Saturday night. They visit the Philadelphia Union. That match will be live on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Witty will be on the coverage as the Italian Serie A title will be decided on Friday. Napoli host Cagliari.
Yeah, you got there.
Wow.
You got there. I spelt it phonetically for you. It's a GL. It's a GL, and people don't know what that means.
So
but you got
funny.
There.
You didn't tell me that you had spelled it phonetically. So when I saw it, I said to myself, this doesn't seem like the name of a team. So I started to research it, and I'm like, I was gonna send it back to you with the corrected word. But then I realized you were being kind by kind of making it phonetic in the spelling. But yes, I did have to go and research just to make sure that you hadn't done a typo. So it's because, Napoli.
When I write promos for you, I got to write it for the ear. It's not
I appreciate it.
Written to be read. It's written to be read out loud. Those are two very different
Napoli
things.
Napoli and Cagliari, and then Inter visits Como.
Yeah, that's the Lake Como where George Clooney lives.
That is supposed to be the most beautiful place on the planet. Lake Como.
Yeah. It is only too bad that we haven't had a CBS broadcast out there. Hopefully next year. No. Thank God they've stayed in the division, and I'm hopeful that we'll be there next year.
Witty will be on the call on Friday, Paramount Plus. Because we're starting late here, Inter Miami, they lose to Orlando this weekend, and this is the first time that I've seen a lot of uproar on social media of like, whoa, what is going on here? The performance, I guess, was that poor. So what is going on with Inter Miami?
I think the biggest thing is that they are going through these periods in games where they are not scoring goals when they send numbers forward, and they have sent the numbers forward and they are not quick enough to get back. I think that is the fundamental big problem that they have. I actually think that they took a step towards solving it by playing Jordi Alba in a forward position and playing with one more defender further back, because Jordi Alba basically as a left-sided defender gets forward over and over and over again, and they're left exposed. And yet somehow, even by making that switch, they were still exposed over and over and over again. Three might have been kind to them for as many chances as they gave up in the game, and they just cannot solve a defensive problem. It's something like 20 goals in the last six games that they've given up, which is an astronomical number for a team that is meant to control games with the ball, that is meant to kind of be feared. I think the biggest thing, if we're kind of looking at it from an overall perspective, is that opponents, Orlando among them, don't really fear Miami anymore. And that was such a key part of particularly that beginning period when he signed, was that everyone was terrified to play Inter Miami. And I have to be honest, in watching teams approach them, I don't think they are anymore.
Witty, this was the biggest margin of defeat, I saw this stat, for Leo Messi in a home match in his entire career, over 300 matches. Pretty wild to think about. And you see him get run off the pitch last night, 3-0 on Saturday night. No, it was yesterday. Sorry.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, he gives this bizarre interview criticizing the officials. And look, the official from last night has a bit of a look at me, Louie, at times. But I don't know, man. It feels like Leo Messi does a lot of complaining about officiating. And and after a 3-0 loss at home, how about you can it?
Is there a question in there?
Yeah.
Because it ended with, how about you can it?
How about you can it? Dot, dot, dot. I think this is a frustration that has bubbled over several games. Remember, they played last Wednesday in San Jose, and after the game, he was having a go at the referee as well, and it was actually the San Jose coach, Bruce Arena, who had to step between the referee and Messi to be like, hey, man, you don't want a red card for this, I promise. But multiple Inter-Miami players took yellows for dissent last night, and I think he is frustrated with the officiating, but that also seems not like misplaced frustration, but misdirected frustration. I think he is frustrated. He is, for I think as well as he presents, for as calm as he presents, he must be absolutely fuming, because as you said, this is as bad as it has ever been for him in his career. He is used to winning and dominating, not just winning. So to be losing this often and to be giving up that many goals over and over and over again, and honestly not really scoring that many either. They scored against San Jose, but otherwise have largely been frustrated. He has to be pretty pissed off behind the scenes. And I would think that there is this feeling that they need to make big changes. If not now, they'll have a little bit of a transfer window before they play the Club World Cup. They're apparently looking to bring two players in before that. But I just think they have to figure out solutions internally on how to reinstill that fear factor, make teams afraid to play them again, because they just aren't.
And it feels like they've got Philadelphia this weekend. They're top of the table in the East. Like, that's like the last opponent, I feel like, that if you're Inter Miami on the road, that you want to go and play, no?
For sure. And not just the fact that they are top of the Eastern Conference, which was a surprise. They got rid of their coach, Jim Curtin, who had been there for 10 years. But they implemented this style of play that's all about intense running, intense pressing. They lead the league in sprints. They lead the league in high-intensity runs. And they make it impossible for you to play. And they have this thing where they come out at home in the first 15 minutes of games and go absolutely flying at you. And so just from a physical standpoint, having played three games in a week, having to figure out the travel and everything that comes with it, I think this is a really difficult game. And could honestly, I don't know, I think there's been a level of frustration amongst the fan base with the coaching change, moving to Javier Mascherano. And I think there's already starting to be some pressure that, I mean, apparently it's been guaranteed that he's going to get through at the very least a Club World Cup. But I think there's some fans that might think that more bad results, and it could be the pressure on the coach next.
That's what I was going to ask you, Woody. You said big changes. I'm frustrated with Mascherano specifically on the back line. You're talking about how many goals they've conceded. Per The Athletic, they have the highest rate of big chances in the MLS, 32.8. The next highest team is 20. Like, that's insane. Yeah. Defensively, it's a carousel every game. There's no continuity in the back line. Look, like, I love Javier Mascherano, legend, but at a certain point, I understand he's Messi's boy and Alba and Busquets' boy, but, I mean, if you're grading the first couple months of his tenure, it's not good right now.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower.
And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No. No, it's not. And I think even last year, there was frustration with Tata Martino, and they set the MLS points record last year. They were winning games. They were winning games when Messi was gone with injury. And so in some ways, there is not an unreasonable, but an maybe unfair standard set on the coach of Inter Miami by virtue of the fact that you're coaching this group of players, this group of talents that should be much better than every other team that they play against. You look at the pedigree of the Orlando City players, and they don't come anywhere near the pedigree of the players that Inter Miami has. And yet, at the same time, this league is just an equalizer. It's so difficult to figure out the travel, the conditions. Last night, obviously, the heat in Miami and that humidity kind of affects everyone's ability to run. And so these spaces just grow bigger and bigger and bigger. And I really do think that that level of frustration, Miami have an incredibly high standard. I'm going to check right now where they are in the Eastern Conference, but they're in sixth. They're behind Orlando, who is now above them, which that is a big rivalry game that, you know, both sides really care about kind of the banter advantage over the other. But you're behind sides like Nashville, the two Ohio teams in Philly who are top, who have not spent as much money as you, who don't have Lionel Messi on their team. And I think a lot of people are going to be looking around and going, where are the solutions here?
And playing like this, they're going to get cooked against Porto. They're going to get cooked against Palmeiras. Like, Club World Cup is important, but playing like this, I mean, they're going to get laughed off the field, Woody. No joke. They can't score.
Yeah. Yeah. And that would not be a kind of the ideal scenario. Like, Inter Miami are meant to be the face of MLS towards the world. That's kind of why they pick them sort of out of whole cloth to be the host nation in the Club World Cup, because they think that Miami will represent the best that they have to offer. They have Messi. Look at us and look at what we've done in our league. And as you say, I think even the game, the first game of the group, which I believe is a Hard Rock Stadium against Al Ahly, the side from Africa, I've seen Al Ahly beat MLS sides in the Club World Cup before. So I think that that could be a difficult game too. You do not want to see a Miami side go into the competition where you're meant to show your best face to the world and leave with 0 points from three games.
Look, I think it'll be a blessing when this team finally moves into their new stadium, because it's clear that they cannot overcome the distractions of Extreme Action Indoor Park. I don't think enough people are talking about that.
That's fair. Fair?
No, not fair.
Just checking. Chris Whittingham. Chris Whittingham. Just wanted to get your final comment on that.
Honestly, I wanted to hear what more you had to say about Extreme Action Indoor Park. Or the general surrounds of Chase Stadium on Commercial Boulevard.
Listen, I used to make fun of that area until I had the brownies at the actual Chase Stadium. And that area, for me, is probably the number one eating destination in Florida.
Culinary capital of South Florida.
Yeah, no, that is Northwest truly, Club. And maybe even the entire country, just based on those brownies.
Hey, Woody, do you think the Maple Leafs should be moved to Orlando?
Right. Chris Whittingham, ladies and gentlemen, Inter Miami.
You broke news to me that their hockey team is called the Solar Bears. What kind of name is that for a sporting franchise?
Saturday night, they visit the Philadelphia Union. That match will be live on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Thank you, as always, Witty. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sirs.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.